Hi, and welcome back to The Return, Property and Investment Podcast. I'm Anna, and in this first episode in series two of the podcast, I'll tell you a little bit about how we're relaunching, refocusing, and refreshing. So it's a short one just to explain what this series is all about, what's changing and why, who it's for, what you can expect to get from listening to this series. I'll also briefly explain at the end who I am and why I'm doing this podcast in its new form. So firstly, the second series of The Return is focused on UK property investment. Our original aim hasn't changed much. Our goal was and is to share quality insights, information and ideas about property and investment to help active and aspiring investors stay informed, make better decisions and enjoy investing more. Series one took a broader approach and touched on a whole range of asset classes with a special focus on UK property. We had some brilliant feedback from these episodes. So if you're interested in hearing about other asset classes, we've got interviews ranging from the CEO of the UK's largest private pension fund to one of the world's leading bloggers on dividend investing, as well as some property superstars, the founder of one of the UK's fastest growing property investment and asset management companies, the founder of UK's largest property training company, two multiple best-selling authors, and a variety of other really interesting investment experts. So feel free to check these out. But what's relevant here is what's changing in series two. So we've got a new narrow focus on property investment in the UK. And the goal is also more specific, to help active and aspiring property investors with a problem many are facing, how to adapt and change in the current market context. We're in a much more complicated, challenging and fast-changing market thanks to regulatory, political, economic and even social and technological changes, which have really affected what opportunities, strategies and approaches work. These changes are affecting property investors at all scales and stages. So whether you're managing a large pot of funds on behalf of a company or you're just considering your first property investment, it's relevant for you. The problem facing investors and potential investors is there's a gap. There's not enough easily accessible, impartial information about what's changing and how this can affect investors and how they can use the changes and challenges in the market to their advantage. There'll be lots more content about what these changes, challenges, and opportunities are in future episodes of this series. So don't worry if it's not something you're aware of. It's really on your radar now. But anyway, a lot of this series will focus on meeting that need for investors. So who's this podcast for? Well, it's for you if you are an active investor in the UK property market and looking for your next opportunities in a rapidly changing market context. It's for you if you're working in and passionate about the industry. For example, if you make decisions about property investing on behalf of others, clients, your family, someone else's family, a fund. If you're providing a property investment related service, for example, as a small business owner, or perhaps as part of a larger business, if you've been wanting to invest and are interested, but have been discouraged, for example, by doom and gloom headlines about house prices falling, so you're not sure how to channel your initial efforts. As I've said, we'll touch more on the various market changes in future episodes. For example, I'll do an episode fairly on about what I see as the biggest challenges, changes, and exciting opportunities. And I'll also be bringing on some brilliant experts to discuss these topics throughout the series. So what's in it for you? If you're one of the active or aspiring investors I mentioned, the main point is that in an increasingly complex, challenging and fast-changing market, it's never been more important to understand the market and how you can see issues, changes and challenges as opportunities and strengths. There's not a lot of freely available, unbiased resources covering these topics. So what I wanted to do was to help by sharing insights and information and ideas about what's going on in the market and ways investors can adapt and achieve more, including uncovering hot trends and bringing on experts to share their ideas about what's happening, as well as sharing real stories and unique perspectives about the realities and day-to-day experience of property and investing. One of the things that's really interesting about property investment in the UK is that it's historically been very highly fragmented. Lots of individuals and small businesses who are acting alone. And I think with this pace of change, it can be very overwhelming and lonely if you are acting alone or in a very small business. And we'll also be exploring forward-thinking ideas in what I hope will be an easily accessible, just conversational way, without the bias of a sales agenda, just to get investors thinking with a fresh perspective, without any sell on. So as well as the main subject matter focusing in, as I've outlined, the format is changing a bit. This series will be a combination of themed discussions, some blog style essays and interviews with experts centered on relevant topics. They'll generally be quite short, about 20 minutes, and just more relaxed. So it'll be easy to listen to on your way to the office while you're cooking, cleaning or exercising. And it just means you can multitask and learn a little something while you're doing what you'd be doing anyway. In an age where we're all so busy, I wanted to make sure that this was easy to digest and wouldn't take away from time spent on other activities that are important to you. So beyond this launch, episodes will be released fortnightly, and it will just be me hosting with some brilliant one-off and regular guests and experts in the field who'll be sharing their insights alongside me. So as I've said, we've got some fantastic episodes and topics lined up, from the COO of one of the UK's most exciting and largest private rental sector investment companies to an Oxford and Cambridge academic investment advisor and property business owner who incidentally wrote some of the textbooks I used in my real estate finance papers at Cambridge. So I'm really excited to start releasing the content. Before I tie this episode up, though, I wanted to share just a small bit about the personal side, what I do, why I think it's worth exploring these topics and why I think it's so important and why I'm so passionate about it. Before starting the podcast, I studied land economy at Cambridge and then worked for 5 years in the corporate world whilst investing on the side. I was actually super inspired by a couple of property podcasts at the time, which has been a bit of a trigger for me to do this. I hope to be able to kind of pay that forward. Anyway, I then founded a boutique property investment and development company with Stefan, who helped me and co-hosted Series 1 and invested directly in about £8 million worth of UK property, including developing about 60 flats and houses. And we also acquired about £5 million worth of UK property on behalf of investors we worked with. So that was about 20 flats and houses. And we were investing in other assets alongside. The original idea for the podcast came when I realized that many people who could benefit were discouraged from investing because of myths, misconceptions, doom and gloom headlines, or just because the resources and information that they saw available to them were inaccessible or biased. I've refined the focus more recently because I've seen from my own experience how important and valuable it can be to have access to forward-thinking insights and information and ideas in this changing market context. So my personal goal for the next 3 years was and is to have a real impact on people and places through investing in and providing £100 million worth of housing to the UK property market, which continues to be in what many describe as a housing crisis. There's restricted supply and huge demand, so a massive shortage of places to live for people who need it, especially high quality, affordable accommodation. I also still personally see property as one of the best long-term investments available. So I've taken the last few months to investigate exactly how it's still the best and how to use the shifts in the market to achieve more. And I'm really excited about the changes I'm making in my own business and investment activities. In a nutshell, this is scaling up, investing in longer term assets and opening up accessibility of the asset to investors who might not get the chance to access UK property otherwise, whether because they're time poor or simply don't have the access to sensible, profitable opportunities in this new market, which is more costly and complicated as a context. More on this later as things unfold. For now, I believe it's increasingly important to stay informed about what others are up to if you're an active or aspiring property investor and want to share the insights I'm learning along the way for others to benefit from, to make better informed decisions and enjoy investing more. So that's all for this episode. If you have any questions or feedback or any things that you want to hear more or less of over the course of the series, I'd really welcome hearing that. So please do reach out. It's The Return Podcast on Facebook, thereturnpodcast.com, the.return.podcast on Instagram. And if you enjoy or learn something from this or any episode, please leave a review wherever you get your podcast from, as they absolutely love reviews. Thanks for listening. Bye.